Helping out to finalize Texas's map for the midterms, the state's candidate filing deadline is about 2 weeks away. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A crash involving three semi-tractors closed about 35 miles of the Kansas Turnpike for much of the day yesterday. According to Kansas Highway Patrol crash logs, the first semi was jackknifed in the median across two driving lanes and over the barrier wall of I-35 south of Emporia yesterday morning. The second semi crashed into the first and was then struck by a third semi. The drivers of the second and third semis reported possible minor injuries. Local radio station KVOE reports that traffic was shut down in both directions for more than 12 hours following the crash. The Kansas Museum of History is reopening this morning after a three-year renovation. Museum Director Sarah Bell says their grand opening is featuring music, speakers, and much more.
We're going to have roaming entertainers, everyone from Wizard of Oz characters to Civil War reenactors to the couple of mascots, and we're just so thrilled to be able to welcome everyone back and show off all the hard work that we've been doing.
Admission to the museum is free today and tomorrow. The museum is located on the northwest side of Topeka. A suspect is in custody after an officer-related shooting last night in Baser. KMBC reports that a Leavenworth County Sheriff's deputy and a suspect exchanged gunfire near the high school where a football game was played. In a statement on social media, the Baser-Linwood School District says the shooting had no connection to the game or to the schools. No injuries were reported in connection with the shooting.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 60 degrees. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, when singer-songwriter Luke Bell died back in 2022, he left behind a trove of unreleased music. We'll hear from his mother, Carol Ball, about his posthumous album, The King Is Back. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Stay with us for more Weekend Edition Saturday. And then coming up this afternoon on KPR One, it's Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. Got something special you'd like to hear on the air? Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let Destiny know. This week, we'll be feeling a little out of this world. The Planets was requested not once, but a couple times. Plus some music to get us in a Thanksgiving mood by Copeland. That's on Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, it's BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation.
Democratic socialist got headlines around the world when he won. He's injected fresh optimism into progressive politics outside the United States.
The victory of Zoran Mondani is a beacon of hope, not only in the U.S., but also for us in France.
Can Mamdani's victory help elect politicians beyond the five boroughs? That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, parading down Massachusetts Street in Lawrence Saturday, December 6th at 11 a.m. More information at lawrencechristmasparade.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the National Book Award for Best Novel has gone out to The True Story of Raja the Gullible and His Mother. That conversation with its author coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Mostly sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 50s, light winds from the west. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 60 degrees. We'll have a look at the area temperatures coming up in just a minute.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 42 degrees and cloudy in Atchison, 45 in Emporia, 42 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health, longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
This afternoon, join Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. This week, we got a couple of requests for The Planets, so we'll hear that and some music to get us in the Thanksgiving mood by Copeland. That's on Classics by Request from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock this afternoon with Destiny on Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. This week, a remarkable record was set for longevity in the NBA. Somebody playing for so long, his first points were scored in a peach basket. We'll ask who apparently doesn't ever want to have to wear long pants on the job, plus why there will be a black market in Bucatini, and the owners of the celebrated Russin Daughters in New York come by for a nosh. All that, plus Bill Curtis looks forward to the distant day of his own retirement.
Looking forward to watching my grandchildren argue about dogs versus cats versus raccoons.
We'll settle the debate on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
CapitalOne.com and listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs around 60 degrees. It's 46 degrees in Emporia, 44 in Manhattan, 44 in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped
on the show this week. We're going to continue our dive into some deeper cuts from Kansas music as inspired by the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. We'll also have new music from Joel vs. Joel, jazz, and the Draper Family Band. That's all this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofit organizations who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for 1 month using KPR's airwaves. Find out more about KPR's Community Spotlight program at kansaspublicradio.org. You can hear more about this month's Community Spotlight, Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, on this week's Prairie Journal. I spent some time down in Manhattan visiting their hospice house. We'll hear about that on Prairie Journal tomorrow at 11 o'clock. On KPR 1. 1 o'clock tomorrow on KPR 2.
Support for NPR comes from
choices and stamina, determination to get through all of these challenging times and to have a sense of nurturing their families and helping their communities.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. Information at explorenoto.org.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs right around 60 degrees. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Atchison, 48 in Chanute, 47 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from
Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Joyelle Nicole Johnson, Zach Zimmerman, and Faith Saley. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Studebaker Theater in beautiful downtown Chicago, Illinois. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you are. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irvin Berlin's White Christmas, December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
Every day, I watch
Essex with Nuremberg, a new thriller starring Russell Crowe, Rami Malek, and Michael Shannon about the historic post-World War II trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm your host, Suzanne Rust. When you're in the right place with the right people for you, your body knows it.
AstraZeneca is committed to transforming the lives of people living with a variety of amyloidosis diseases. To learn more about ATTR amyloidosis, visit attrroadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. It's the perfect way to get into the holiday spirit. KPR's annual Big Band Christmas, coming to Liberty Hall Saturday night, December 13th. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will be serving up Yuletide songs and classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket. Get yours now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. And we'll see you at Liberty Hall December 13th.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donor information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 50s. It's 51 in Lawrence, 51 in Topeka.
You're listening to the Moth
Woman for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, do you like a mystery? If so, you'll love the next hour of This American Life. Hate a mystery? You'll like this one too. That's just ahead, 1 minute away here on KPR. KPR's Big Band Christmas is our holiday gift to the community with music by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Hope you'll join us for this holiday bash Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Cronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Our forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs around 60 degrees. Here in Lawrence, it's 52 and sunny, 51 in Atchison, 53 in Emporia, 52 in Topeka.
From WBEZ Chicago,